live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
What's good, everybody? Welcome to the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you. Back and refreshed. Live and direct. Mic in my hand and everything. Hope your Thanksgiving was great. I'm here with you all alone again today. I believe the boss man successfully defended the Texarkana television title last night against Bad Boy Tui at the Blaisdell Arena. I think tonight it's he and Ricky Johnson against Siviafi and Lars Anderson at Aloha Stadium. But I'm going to have to check the card on that. Yep, he's still in Hawaii. He'll be back, I believe, on Monday. I'm not sure if he's going to be here Sunday with me or not, but that's all right. I'll be here. And I'm going to need you here with me. Got plenty of time for that today. Open line Friday. Give me a call. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, I am at SemperVivi. Brian is at Brian Alvarez. Sports Byline is at Sports Byline. All pretty easy. And the Wrestling Observer Figure 4 website is at WONF4W. It's your main source for all the breaking news in professional wrestling and mixed martial arts, WrestlingObserver.com. And if you're ever on the fence about subscribing to the site, but not sure about whether to do so or not, I suggest you jump at the opportunity. It is right in front of you. The famous F4W sale on infamous Black Friday. $3.99 for 1 month. You can cancel at any time, but if you want to stick around and hang out a bit, ends up going to $10.99 a month, or even better, $9.99 a month if you pay annually up front. Sale ends tonight, Friday at midnight, 9 Pacific, 5 GMT, so don't delay. We only do this thing once a year, and if you download and trial, you can get access to everything. All of the old observers, and there is a really cool observer, which is up on the site right now, flashback one I'll tell you about, as well as the always cool observer, which is up there every week, that Dave Meltzer writes, the forefather of this show. Brian Alvarez's Wrestling or Figure 4 Weekly newsletter is up there. You get access to all the shows and the archives of all of the shows for this show, as well as all of the other ones that are up there. So definitely a cool thing, and I'll tell you about how you can get a hold of that. Plus Starrcade, we got SmackDown ratings in, we got Funky Ben Askren retiring, a ton of stuff, including your phone calls. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. I'm Mike Sempervivi, Wrestling Observer Live.
And now, today's General Steel Building Tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford, yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So, if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 844-91-STEEL.
844-91-STEEL.
That's 844-91-STEEL.
Bulldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Bulldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to pooldog.com. That's pooldog.com.
Lumber Liquidators is slashing prices on their most popular floors so you can get exclusive Black Friday weekend deals like 50% off Brazilian cherry waterproof wood look tile, 50% off Bellawood dark Caspian chestnut pre-finished hardwood, 32% off water-resistant laminate like Tuscan Fusion maple, plus more deals at your local store and special financing. The Yellow and Black Friday flooring sale ends Tuesday. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or lumberliquidators.com today.
Hey, travelers, Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, back here on the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you. Brian Alvarez not here with you. Still out doing the family thing with the family on the Big Rocks. How was your Thanksgiving, everybody? At least all of you in America. Canada, obviously. Earlier harvest. Already celebrated their Thanksgiving in October. You know, some other places around the world, too. I think Liberia, Virgin Islands, a couple other places, surely with American influence, do as well, too. Although everybody's got a feast or a festival of some kind to give thanks. I would assume they do, at least. I know I do. And then after Thanksgiving comes sales, and the worst people in the world go out and shop. Unless you're listening to this show and you're one of those people, in that case, you're one of the good ones. Corey Graves had a good tweet I have to find here about being kind to people who are out there working today in the world of retail. I tell you what, you can always find somebody that worked in retail or the service industry and has got a little bit of empathy. They always tend to be like the best tippers. They're always the ones that like usually treat you the best. You know, if you're on the opposite side of the counter from them, because they know, and they usually don't want to put that on you because they've been in the same situation. You know, don't be miserable, folks. Don't be insane. And I don't know. I'm sure as time goes on, we'll have reports of some sort of insanity. Thankfully, during the news, we didn't have that insanity this time around, but. Corey Graves, shout out to everyone working in retail today, grinding, dealing with people who have never shopped or been in public before. I've been there, respect. Black Friday. There's one benefit to Black Friday, though. It's the annual F4W Wrestling Observer Mega Sale, $3.99. Yep, I got a hard sell this one. Because we only do this thing once a year. You know, it's unlike what WWE does with, like, you know, the mixing of brands. This one truly is only once a year. And for $3.99 from now until Friday at midnight Eastern time, you do get access to a ton of stuff. If you like this show, you will absolutely adore the website. Even if you don't like this show, you will absolutely adore the website because there are so many options and so many cool things. Podcasts every single day, multiple podcasts every single day, including the famous Wrestling Observer Radio with Brian Alvarez and Dave Meltzer, Figure Four Daily that Brian does with Filthy Tom Lawler, The Brian and Vinny Show, The Brian and Vinny and Craig Show, where they go back and look at past pay-per-views and past shows, and as well as current shows, interviews with Granny, Wrestling Weekly was Les Thatcher, the legendary Les Thatcher, and Vic Sosa, the Big Audio Nightmare that I do with Adam Summers, focuses on Japan, After Dark Radio Archives, as well as After Dark with Carl Stern, who also does the Carl Stern History of Wrestling podcast. Alan Farrell with Dr. Keith Presents, covering everything, including Europe. Josh Nason at the forefront of MMA journalism worldwide. His show, as well as the archives of his old radio show up on the site. A ton of stuff. It's like 950 years of audio if you actually listen to it back to back. You're never going to get through it all. You also get access to the Wrestling Observer newsletter, the Figure Four Weekly newsletter, which has really got a ton of cool stuff in there. We talked to Dr. Lucha Steve Sims about some of his stuff that he writes about Mexico in there every week. But you got Alan Farrell holding down the European scene and Joseph Currier and Ollie Court. And it's just some really, really good people out there doing that stuff. Access to the board, you know, that's a 50-50 proposition, depending on how much you like crazy people. I'm not much on dealing with crazy people on message boards. Why? Because I got to deal with crazy people every day in my life. And I'm not saying this next person is crazy, but I know he's on the phone right now. Ryan in Cumberland, Maryland. Ryan, how are you? Ryan?
Issues that will be available once you get the $3.99 special for Black Friday. I hope Jesse Ventura finally gets it because it's, they had 2 different years he got 59% of the votes. It seems like he sort of got screwed out of the honors somehow.
Wait, hold on here. You faded into the phone call here. Are you debating the merits of the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame because Jesse the Body Ventura, Governor Jesse Ventura, is not currently in said Hall of Fame?
Well, I think it's probably because of his political views, because there's probably, it was only down to one vote for 2 different years, so probably someone just doesn't like his radical beliefs.
Ryan, have you seen the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame?
I know, have an idea of who's in it. I know, like, Rock and Roll Express is in it, and Midnight Express, Freebirds, so forth.
Yes, Michael P.S. Hayes, a bastion of liberal views and of, I mean, it's just, thank you very much for the call, Ryan. It's really got nothing to do with anybody's political views as far as why Jesse Ventura is not in the Hall of Fame. But what actually has got a lot to do with it is the fact that Jesse Ventura was a horrible wrestler. He was an incredible personality, and I got to be honest, would I put him in a Wrestling Hall of Fame? Yes. Would I put him in the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame? Yeah, actually, I would. You know, have I voted? I don't think I've ever actually voted for Ventura, and it's not really anything against him. It's just that there are usually people that I make stronger cases for on the ballot every year. But it's not that I'm completely adverse to Jesse Ventura because of the levels to where he got to, because of all the overall, I mean, my God, the governor of Minnesota, mayor of Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, was a masterful promo, was a horrible wrestler. I mean, he really was. There's a reason they teamed him up with Adrian Adonis, who was so over the top, such an incredible worker at the time. And Jesse Ventura got to provide the personality on that team, too. You know, it was a perfect combination. He really refined the role of the heel announcer, that Roddy Piper, and I'm sure others had started as well too, but Roddy Piper was the most notable one on Georgia Championship Wrestling to have that kind of sharp rebuke, that flip side to Gordon Solie. And Ventura would be, look, Ventura, what he was able to do with that role and then moving on, that's why. I mean, when it comes to somebody's political beliefs, especially with when it comes to wrestling, where there are so many, let's say, free spirits, that would be nice in some cases. There are some real jerks. There are some wonderful human beings. Mick Foley's in there. You know, there's, you know, Ric Flair, who was a big fan. You know, Mick Foley, you know, pretty much looked at as a soft touch, more of a liberal guy, more of that type of guy. You have Ric Flair, who would stump with her Jesse Helms on the complete other side of that ledger. So it doesn't matter what your political beliefs are when it's time to make money. And that was always the mantra of pro wrestling. It doesn't matter even if I like you or not, even if I respect you or not, can we make some green? So sorry, Ryan, your attempt to diss falls flat. And and believe me, you need to spend your $3.99 to get on there. Maybe you can get educated a little bit, because as Dave Meltzer always says, reading would be your friend. And Dave wrote a hell of an Observer, which is up there. You know, if you take advantage of this deal, it was from 2010. And every single week they post up an old Observer, and they posted up the back issue of the history of pro wrestling on Thanksgiving. From December 6, 2010, that's the issue date, and it is so cool. And it takes you all the way back to the debut of pro wrestling on closed-circuit television in 1971. He brings that up, the infamous John Tolos, Freddie Blassie, Monsell's Powder angle that took place. And that they ended up running closed-circuit for that. And that was a concept that wrestling and boxing used and had to use to beam events that were taking place into bars and into hotels and places like that, so you could see these mega events, and it became the way to view pro wrestling. And that, of course, led its way to pay-per-view, but one of the most successful voyages onto closed circuit was Starrcade 1983. And Dave talks about that. He talks about the Omni Thanksgiving Day shows and Sacramento in 1972. I mean, just so many really cool cards and really cool information. And that's just a small sample of what you can get if you join up to the website. So, again, I'll let you know how to do that, as well as take your phone calls, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Get a hold of me on Twitter as well, at Semper Vivi. Talk to you get back from the break.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, back here with you, Mike Sempervivi, Wrestling Observer Live. Depending on where you are in the world, we're always here for you 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, 8 GMT, Saturdays at 1 p.m. and 8 East. Mothership every Sunday, 6 p.m., Wrestling Observer Live. Always here, even when Brian's not. You know, talked about Thanksgiving wrestling and the old Observer that Dave put up there. before the break. I tell you what, it is impressive. And actually, I said, you know, I'm not sure what I said as far as a date going back to. The earliest one that they could find of a major Thanksgiving event was November 26, 1959, when the infamous James E. Barnett promoted a show at the Indianapolis State Fairgrounds Coliseum, headlined by Roy and Ray Shire, who later on became Ray the Crippler Stevens, defending the NWA World Tag Team titles against Dick the Bruiser and Yukon Eric, drawing a sellout of 13,000 fans. As Dave writes, this was at a time where the Shire brothers were on fire as World Tag Team champions, and they drew three crowds of that size in a five-week period against the Bruiser and various partners. So it wasn't as if established Thanksgiving event was a special day to draw, but you kind of gave everybody the idea to do that, an idea that actually existed this time. And one place where really wrestling tradition never went out of style was the Carolinas. You know, there's a reason that Crockett wrestling and the NWA and World Championship Wrestling lasted for as long as it did. And that was through some real diehard fans in that area of the country. And there's a mini battle that's taking place this weekend, sort of, kind of. WWE is entered the fray running Greensboro at the Coliseum as WrestleCade, an annual event that draws, you know, not only thousands of fans, but also hundreds of wrestlers and various personalities, is going to be running the Benton Convention Center in Winston-Salem, which is about a half hour away. And, you know, it's one of those things where I guess it seems to be they're giving, I guess Dusty Rhodes is getting some credit for now Starrcade. Now, he's the one who named Starrcade, but I guess Dustin Rhodes is in a match against Dash Wilder. Talked about Dash Wilder. He seemed to be perfect for the show, but I had no idea what part he was going to play. Well, there he goes. He's facing Dustin Rhodes. You know, he didn't name Starrcade, Dusty Rhodes, or he named Starrcade, but he wasn't the reason for it. You know, the reason for that show was actually stems from Ricky Steamboat and Jay Youngblood against Sergeant Slaughter and Don Kernoodle, the Road to Greensboro, which was that took place earlier on in the year, which was just a monstrous feud, an incredibly famous feud, which culminated in the famous cage match, the footage of which was, you know, of a long story behind the backstory of that footage, but it was a grail for wrestling collectors and something that any serious collector needed to have in their portfolio was that feud. And later on that year, gave them the idea to blow it up and go bigger. And they had an absolutely monstrous show. And, you know, Ric Flair wrote about it in his book a little bit. And Mid-Atlantic, the Flair for the Gold, I mean, that it really was, and I mentioned it before, it really was the first truly successful multi-state closed circuit wrestling telecast, because it was beamed throughout the Southeast and the Caribbean. And, you know, there had been big ones. Like I said, I brought up the Tolos one, and that was, you know, the big one. They obviously had big ones. You had the rollover, or the carryover of the Felt Forum in Madison Square Garden. And you had those other sub buildings too, where things were beamed that people watched. But this was a major, major one, and it was actually the largest revenue generating wrestling show to that point. You know, with Ric Flair against Harley Race in the main event of the Steel Cage, you know, Flair coming back from the bounty that Harley Race put on his head, that Bob Orton Jr. and Greg the Hammer Valentine and all of these other heels went out there to try to collect, Dick Slater, you know. And unfortunately for Crockett, it could have been more, but apparently Mother Nature kind of held that up. Flair wrote in his book, The Day of Starrcade, we had a major snowstorm throughout the Southeast from Savannah all the way up to Charlotte. It killed us at the closed circuit locations because people didn't go. Spartanburg had only 1,000 fans. Greenville and Savannah had about 2,000 each. In better conditions, all of those places would have drawn 8,000 or 9,000 people. In Greensboro, we still had 16,000 fans and a $500,000 gate, but we should have done $1 million total. So WWE won't do $1 million this weekend either at Greensboro. If you go to the Ticketmaster website, you can still see a ton of tickets that are available in the $15 range. I mean, if you look at the stage, they seem to have the sections cut off, so it loops around in a big C from 209 to 233, and there are tickets for days that are seemingly available, all in the upper bowl, but there seems to be a ton of them. So, you know, $15 if you don't happen to be going to WrestleCade and you're in that area, you can probably get a cheap shot to go see a WWE show and see Ric Flair, who's going to be there to root on Charlotte against Natalya. That's in the steel cage. The other steel cage match, AJ Styles and Jinder Mahal. Could they turn the title? I doubt it. If they go with StarCrate Tradition, no. And even if they do change the title, by Tuesday it'll be right back on the champion, because Dusty would do that sometimes. There's also a SmackDown tag title match, the Usos, New Day, Shelton Benjamin and Chad Gable, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, U.S. title match, Baron Corbin, Shinsuke Nakamura, grudge match, Bobby Roode, Dolph Ziggler, and like I mentioned, Dustin Rhodes and Dash Wilder. The Hardy Boys, who live in the area, are going to be there. And initially, we were going to have the Rock and Roll Express against the Good Brothers, Carl Anderson and Doc Gallows, but apparently that is out the window. So the Rock and Roll Express are still going to be there, whether they're involved in an angle or not, maybe to lay those guys out. Who exactly knows, but there you go. Going to take it to the phones now, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Tim in Miami. Tim, how are you? Can't hear Tim in Miami. Where are you, Tim? Tim is stumbling into the scene right now. Tim, how are you listening to the show right now? A tin can? Where are you, brother?
That was on your end, buddy. That's just something just cut out there.
I'm still blaming you anyway, bud. What's going on?
I think we're back. So first of all, I want to agree with what you said. The Observer site, whether you're a current fan or you grew up watching and you don't watch anymore, everything's there. So if you were like a fan in 1991 and you want to know the backstory and what was going on and everything, it's all there. So highly, highly, highly recommend subscribing to the site. And as far as Ryan and Cumberland, he called in 2 weeks ago and he wanted Psycho Sid in the Observer Hall of Fame. Let me tell you about Sid Udy. Nobody has been given more by the business and given less to the business than that guy. So if anybody doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame, it's him. And that tells you Ryan's standing in terms of judging Hall of Fame candidates.
If you needed something to judge Ryan's sanity when it comes to many an issue. Tim, how do you listen every time that you're checking in on the show? Is it through TuneIn? How do you check us out?
Well, I bring my laptop out to my I have a little workstation now. It used to be in my pool. It's now in my jacuzzi now that it's cooling down a little bit. So I listen, I'm sitting in my jacuzzi, a little glass of rosé, what is this, a little Chapoutier rosé, that's what I do.
Oh, look at you. No wonder why you have such a kinship and a fellowship with the boss man, Tim, and thank you very much for the call with that type of affair. You know, John in Arkansas also lamps out by the pool with a drink as well. It's the leisure activities. The surround Wrestling Observer Live. Gonna take it back to the calls. Alberto, how are you, sir? Alberto.
Hey.
Alberto, how are you, sir? What's on your mind, friend?
Eating Thanksgiving dinner last night, and I am thankful for my family and my friends that I have on social media, and also the pro wrestling still surviving up there all these years, even though Starcade started Thanksgiving and so did Survivor Series and all stuff.
So what's your, when it comes to Thanksgiving, you know, some people think about the Survivor Series, some people think about Starcade. When it comes to wrestling, what does Thanksgiving mean to you?
Well, I think Thanksgiving is all about family, eating the food, and watching TV. Well, I wasn't watching a Thanksgiving special, because, technology and stuff. But, while professional wrestling, What are you, looking for during Thanksgiving? It's like watching Charlie Brown Christmas Thanksgiving special, and yeah.
Alberto, I want to thank you very much for the phone call. I still watch the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special, and I'm still upset that Dolly Madison Pies is no longer a sponsor of those. And I know what you're saying, Mike. Dolly Madison Pies, I don't even know what those are because I'm so young. You're right. They went out of business a long time ago. I'm not sure who bought them up. It's probably Tasty Cake. Not any clue, but they're gone. But I'd still like to see the show sponsored. Play the old commercials. I like that sort of stuff. I'm old. I like seeing those old commercials. Take it back to the phones. Actually, we'll wait on taking it back to the phones because we're pushing up here against break. And I want to answer some stuff off of Twitter as well. And you can get a hold of me there at SemperVivi. Get a hold of me on the phone lines. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. I'm Mike SemperVivi. This is Wrestling Observer Live.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, you are. Mike Sempervivi here with you. Brian Alvarez not here with you, but he'll be here with you if you're a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com, and you should be. $3.99 a month right now, Black Friday sale. If you're listening to a replay of this show, too late. If you're listening to the podcast, too late. Actually, if you're listening to the podcast, you're probably already a member of the site. I suggest you do so. $3.99, it really is worth it. Give everything a once over there. Check it out. You have the big brain of pro wrestling, Uncle Dave, Big Dave, Dave Meltzer, who's the mailbag of the Wrestling Observer radio shows is truly something to behold. If you only have a chance to hear Dave, the short segment that he does with us, usually every Thursday here on the show, you will be just amazed. If you're an old wrestling fan, Tim actually talked about it a little bit or kind of mentioned it. Look, there are people that actually have not watched wrestling in literally decades that still subscribe to the Wrestling Observer newsletter. One, maybe it's to you know, kind of keep up on things. They just don't have the time to watch or the inclination to watch or whatever it is. But many times it's just because people love the history aspect of the website. And you can ask Dave a ton of questions, including one that I'm going to try to answer here because it ended up on my timeline on Twitter as well, too, at Semper Vivi. And it was from, let me find this here, it was from Cinema Circus at Cinema Circus. Yeah. Is it true Greg Valentine won the WWF title from Bob Backlund because of a ref miscue? And the reason that one's kind of relevant right now is because the rematch took place around this time of year. And the original match, which featured a disputed ending where Bob Backlund picked up Greg the Hammer Valentine and put him in an airplane spin. And the referee was hit, I believe, by Greg Valentine's legs. And I believe the ref was John Stanley, and he got knocked over. And Backlund fell on top of him. He made a count. And it was not done very well in the aspect of the referee was, you would still kind of throw up a red flag. Hey, he's looking at it. Basically, they tried to explain that away and say the referee was dazed. He just made a three count. He didn't really see what was going on, even though his body positioning was bad. And he accidentally got up and raised the hand of Greg Valentine, who had actually made it to his feet before Backlund did. So the dazed referee raised the hand of Greg Valentine. They had Arnold Skolin, Backlund's manager, storms the ring. Other referees storm the ring. WWF officials storm the ring. And this was all being held at Madison Square Garden, and it was a big deal for the people that were at the Garden. It was, what is going on here? Did we just see a title change? There hadn't been a title change since, 1978, I believe it was, when Backlund won the title from superstar Billy Graham. So you had that taking place, and everybody wondering what was going on, and it wasn't an accident. Immediately, Vince McMahon, who was on commentary for those shows, which I'm not sure if they were airing on HBO at the time, if they were on the Madison Square Garden network, which actually that's where HBO kind of came from, the Green Channel. And it's I'm not sure exactly where it aired initially, but it was done for Madison Square Garden to raise interest in a rematch. And it was never talked about. It's not mentioned on WWE's website or anything like that. It's even further in obscurity than the Inoki title change that they don't talk about. But it was all made to set up a title match, rematch on November 23rd, where technically Bob Backlund was not the champion. The title was technically held up. And Bob Backlund ended up winning the title with a German suplex and a bridge, the Backlund suplex, at the 15-minute mark to win the title or to take the title back, as it were. So that's what that one was about. And you can hit Dave with, you know, any type of history question that you want, and if he can't answer it, he'll find somebody that can, and he won't have to go far because Carl Stern is also on the website, who does some amazing, amazing work. So that's enough of that right now, hyping that up. Take it back to the phone lines now, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. John is on the line. John, how are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. How's everything going with you?
I will not complain. It was very good. My charcuterie board got over well. The French toast brunch got over well. So good times. Got the thumbs up from Mom. So I'm making progress.
Outstanding. It's always good to get the thumbs up from Mom. As far as wrestling goes, boy, I kind of do miss the old Starcade times, you know, especially around Thanksgiving. You know, the good stuff that we used to get. As far as current climate goes, I just kind of have some questions with some of the direction. I saw they brought up Paige, Mandy, and Sonya for Monday. That's fine. I'm okay on that. I'm a little lukewarm on Sonya Deville, whether or not she's ready yet or not. But the utilization of doing the same thing on SmackDown in a three-woman pairing, it's getting a little repetitious. I mean, why not bring them up individually? There's no hard and fast rule that says you have to put every new group that you bring up in a three-person tandem. I mean, that shows kind of a lack of creativity, in my opinion. Would you agree?
Yes and no. I mean, it was interesting that they did it, but it also, I mean, it was so stark in that, okay, you bring up three women on Monday, we'll bring back, in the case of Paige. But with Mandy Rose and you got Sonya Deville, and then you bring up, and again, we're judging these women like as a group of people that, you know, people who haven't seen them before. So, you know, if you don't know their personalities, you have somebody who's really tatted up, but, you know, dark complexion, kind of pale. So that's kind of like Paige with Heidi Lovelace. You have Sarah Logan up as not exactly Sonya Deville, but like the woman who seemed to be more the silent, you know, rear kicker. And then you had Liv Morgan, who, you know, is blonde and fits the Mandy Rose position there. So, yeah, I mean, the fact that they did that, though, just kind of seems like there had to be a reason for it. And obviously they seem to be moving towards something, whether it's just a recycling of the rosters or they may be leading towards a women's Royal Rumble or, you know, obviously we have heard, and Dave wrote about it this week in the newsletter, and it's been, I brought it up with Dr. Lucha on Wednesday, the possibility of Money in the Bank ladder matches where you're going to need, you know, you at least want to have more women around. I don't know. But again, while it was, you could say that they just did the same exact thing, there may be a reason behind why they did it. So I'm kind of going to wait that out and see what happens. But if it's it's simply because they decided to do it because they didn't have any other idea, that wouldn't shock me either. But I I've become more accepting moving towards the three-person tandems like the New Day and like groups like that. If that's the way it's going to be, I'd be actually okay with that. I mean, I like Dragon Gate and the faction thing anyway. I don't want it too much or have it be the whole promotion. But if that's the direction they're going, I'm cool with it.
I mean, I can handle the three-person tandem, except for the SmackDown tandem. They just didn't seem like they fit together. That was what was the problem. Those three girls, the personalities that they had previously had, it didn't meld together, and it just looked awkward. It looked awkward. Now, Paige, Mandy, and Sonya, they all seem like the three of them would actually run together and hang out. But these other three on SmackDown, you didn't get that vibe at all. It just seemed disjointed to me from what I saw.
Oh, hey, look, I absolutely agree. John, I want to thank you very, very much for the phone call. Again, yeah, I mean, on paper, it didn't seem like it made much sense. And yeah, they don't look cohesive as a unit. And at least, you know, they did mention this too on Raw. It's like, well, okay, the tie-in of Tough Enough and Paige being a judge on that show of why they're together. I don't know if they're going to go the NXT idea or it's just these women were given an opportunity by Daniel Bryan and they're just going to go out there and thump or what it is. But we have to kind of wait and see how this one goes. No reason to get too excited about it yet. But we'll see how things kind of shake out. Go back to the phones here. Austin and Linwood. Austin, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How you doing, Mike?
Not too bad. You survived the holiday, eh?
Oh, yeah, certainly. I can tell my whole story if you want me to fill some time here. It's a pretty funny story, actually.
that's how good is the story? Is it really funny?
Well, okay, there's at least one part of it that's really funny. I can hone in on that part if you'd like.
Hit me with the cliff notes, yeah.
Okay, all right, yeah. So, I woke up very late on Thanksgiving. My roommate tried to please me by leaving the television on so that I would wake up to the football game, and he left it on kind of loud. However, that was something that my mother used to do to try and passive-aggressively wake me up when I was sleeping on the couch, and she hated the fact that I was asleep, so I was just kind of cranky about that after I woke up at 1 o'clock, and then he was back within the hour. I was under the impression he'd be gone the whole day. We went to GameStop within an hour. We spent a bunch of money. Then we went to Best Buy, and I was like, oh, man, I got no more money to spend. You might as well take me home. And he said, okay, but I have a reason to take you to Best Buy. And I'm like, what? And he's like, you need to take my – you need to hold my place in line. And I was like, you son of a – you know. And it actually – okay, and it looked – by the size of the line and all that, it looked like it was going to take hours, but it only ended up taking like 15 minutes. So all in all, it worked out. We got to McDonald's, and it was a happy holiday.
Like, what was it for a Switch? Like, what did he want so bad?
Oh, there was just good deals on video games at both GameStop and Best Buy. You know. Oh, actually, I've got some Geek of the Week material as well. At GameStop, I spent so much money. Now, granted, I did spend some money getting a Chris Jericho action figure for my kid, nephew, or whatever the heck he is in Maryland. I don't even know if he likes Chris Jericho, but I do, so he's going to get educated. But so I did spend money on that, but I spent all the money that I was supposed to spend on registering to go back to register for jujitsu at Brian's dojo. So I'm gonna have to wait until the paycheck comes in and all that.
That's wicked. But hey, look, you know, as long as you're gonna be a member of the site for a long period of time, he'll get it back out of you. In fact, I bet you if you just show up, he'll give you one for free.
God. Hey, all right, one more thing, buddy.
You got it.
This is a shoot. I'm invading the show. I've got something to plug. I'm a special guest. But it's not about wrestling. It's about video games. I have written a book about the video game Final Fantasy VII. I want to reorient the discourse around it completely. I have written an analysis of it in the book form from the perspectives of anti-capitalism and existentialism. And you can find that at austinchow.itch.io/book-preview. There's
Austin.
A free section of it that you can download. And right now it's at early bird pricing, $3 to $7 until the end of November.
You should be calling Rick Tittle's video game show on Sunday to hype this up. You really should. 9 p.m. Pacific time. Yes! Midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific. Perfect for you out there on the West Coast when you're sitting there in your zero-gravity chair having a field day.
Midnight Eastern? That's like 9 o'clock. I can do that. Yeah, that's easy.
Exactly. Like when you're just sitting there and you're laying in your chair and you're getting all you're paying all this micro transactions for 2K Sports games and EA Sports.
Oh,
you can sit there and go, you can sit there and go, you know what, Rick? If you people are going to spend the money on all this, they're going to spend it on my book as well, too. So, Austin, thank you very much for the phone call. Folks, I would suggest you do that only after you spend the $3.99 for the Black Friday special for F4WOnline.com. I'm Mike Sempervivi. We'll be back with this show in a moment.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services. If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
All right, we're back. Wrestling Observer Live. I love it. Crazy people, all you crazy, crazy people. Another crazy person on the phone right now. Jim in Virginia. Jim, we got about 90 seconds or so, sir. How was your Thanksgiving and what's on your mind?
Oh, the Thanksgiving was great. Miami got upset today by Pitt 24-14.
Good. Good.
Good. Yeah. How far do you think they'll drop in the rankings?
I'm not 100% sure. I got to actually see who's in there. I guess it depends on what shakes out over the weekend here as well, too. But look. Between Auburn and Notre Dame, I've had my share of heartburn. So it was a hard day, a happy day a couple of weeks ago when Georgia got knocked off, but a painful one when Miami won. So aside from that, what's up?
Roll Tide.
That's a horrible way to end this show, Jim. That's a horrible way to always do that. I know you're, but you know what? You're a Cowboy apologist, so you got to suffer the fate of.
I got to have one good team this year, and they're still undefeated. So
that's it. Yeah. Well, let's see. I guess with Alabama, you do get that. Hey, anything wrestling wise on your mind before we get out of here?
I checked into that Pro Wrestling Eve, and it's supposedly a feminist punk rock wrestling group.
Well, you know, yeah. Sort of. It's, everybody's got to have a gimmick, I guess. But yeah, women's wrestling, I like to push the fact that they have a place where it's just one of those kind of all-inclusive. And, you know, hey, we're about the women here. We're not about any nonsense or anything else. We're about women kicking ass in wrestling. So that's kind of their gimmick. That's why it falls under the punk rock feminist thing. They like to do that. Everybody needs an angle, Jim. Everybody needs a gimmick.
Exactly. Oh, and one other thing. You're talking about people, political views. Well, Jim Cornette would never make it in if that was it.
Well, that's it. Jim, I want to thank you very much for your call, my man. I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, Jim Cornette certainly outspoken. A lot of people in that Hall of Fame, very, very outspoken. But when it comes to the graps, it's about the graps. It's about the box office. It's about the entertainment value. It's about all those sorts of things. All of those sorts of things that you can get right now in the Black Friday sale, $3.99. Do this, folks. WrestlingObserver.com. You got to check it out. If you like this show, you will love the website. If you hate this show, you will love the website. And if you hate this show right now, that's okay, because there is actually some great sports byline programming that is coming up right now. So there you go. I'm Mike Sempervivi. Thank you very much, everybody. We will talk to you again on Sunday.